Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we think about salvation.
Amazing grace, oh how sweet the sound that saved a poor sinner like me. I once was lost, yet now am found. Though I was blinded, now I see. And it's all because of God's amazing grace. Because on Calvary's mountain He took my place. And someday, some glorious morning, I shall see Him face to face, all because of God's amazing grace.
Through disappointment and danger too, through labors and sorrows we've come. But God's grace has guided, save me through, and it will surely lead us home.
And it's all because of God's amazing grace. Because on Calvary's mountain He took my place. And someday, some glorious morning, I shall see Him face to face, all because of God's amazing grace. Then with a ransom round God's throne, we'll praise our Redeemer and King. This song we'll sing, and it's all because of God's amazing grace. Because on Calvary's mountain He took my place. And someday, some glorious morning, I shall see Him face to face, all because of God's amazing grace. All because of God's amazing grace. Amazing grace.
Our loving Heavenly Father, as the words of a familiar song say, how can we say thanks for the things You have done for us? Things so undeserved, yet You gave to prove Your love for us. The voices of a million angels could not express our gratitude. All that we are or ever hope to be, we owe it all to You. You first loved us, the world, so much that You gave Your only begotten Son as a sacrifice to pay the penalty, our penalty, for our sin, so that we could become Your adopted children, so that we could be forgiven and live our lives in peace, the peace that passes all understanding, knowing that we're totally free, free from the penalty of sin by Your amazing grace. Thank you for the gift of your Son, the mediator between us so that we can communicate with you even now. Lord, we pray for those listening today that may not know you as their Lord and Savior yet. We know that your word will not return to you void. We pray that your Holy Spirit will help them to understand your love for them and that they will turn to you today. And that those of us enjoying the benefits of your salvation will be quickened, made alive, and that you would restore to us the joy of your salvation. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus, our Savior. Amen. So be it.
I've seen you all my life, a figure on a crucifix, a death without a fight. You're hanging there upon a cross, just by your hands and feet. The picture's clear, but the story's incomplete. So what was it? Led you to that tree? What made you lay your body down to save someone like me? 'Cause though it's true, I know that you were God inside a man. So I guess sometimes it's hard to understand what held you on. You could have walked away. I see what you have done, and I just have to say, what held you on the cross was more than just the name. With all the pain and suffering and all that you have lost, your love for me could only be what held you on the cross? You saw me. I guess you must have known my life would be in darkness. So you alone would bear the stripes, the crown of thorns. See myself, but it's hard for me to see what held you on the cross when you could have walked away. I see what you've done, and I just have to say what held you on the cross was more than just the name. With all the pain and suffering and all that you had lost, your love for me could only be what held you on the cross. I don't deserve your mercy, still you love me just the same. You died for me, and yet it's hard to know what held you on the cross when you could have walked away. I see what you've done, and I just have to say what held you on the suffering.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship. As we reflect on our salvation, deliverance from sin and its consequences, brought about by faith in Jesus Christ. Redemption, deliverance by way of repentance, a gift of God's amazing grace. Special thanks to those of you who have written to us or have sent a message to us directly from our website. It's a blessing to hear how this program is being used of God in your lives. Many have stopped by our Facebook page and left comments there. Thank you. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and, of course, your donations to this ministry as you're led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us. You'll also find a playlist for all of the songs you hear on our programs, as well as other information about this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us.
Jesus died. washed it white as
face in a crowd, nothing to be proud about, till he called my name. Just one among many, not a hero to anyone, but still he came. He said, "Child, you're special." I said, "How can it be?" Then he simply answered, "You were meant to be like me." And though I'll never understand the reason why, or what it was he saw in me through his loving eyes, hard to imagine why he chose me when he knows me better than I know myself. Before I knew to call for help, he chose me. What can I give with the life that I'm living? Is there some good I've done? What is it he sees that the Father was pleased to sacrifice his Son? A love such as this love I can't comprehend, but of one thing I'm certain, that love just never ends. And yet I'll never understand the reason why, or what he still sees in me through his loving eyes. Chose me. It's hard to imagine why he chose me when he knows me better than I know myself. Before I knew to call for help, this love I can't comprehend, but of one thing I'm certain, this love just never ends. And yet I'll never understand the reason why, or what he still sees in me through his loving eyes. He chose me. He chose me.
This is your call to worship. Salvation. Salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences, believed by Christians to be brought about by faith in Christ. It is redemption, deliverance by way of repentance. It is preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. It is saving the soul from sin and its consequences. Well, in order to truly understand salvation from God's perspective, we need to look at it through His eyes, through His Word. And it's important to start from the beginning, Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we all remember the story of how that God gave clear instruction to Adam and Eve not to eat the fruit of one tree in the garden. And they made a bad, life-altering choice. In Genesis 3, we find the story and the account. When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord God among the trees. Then the Lord God called to the man. "Where are you?" he replied. "I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked." "Who told you that you were naked?" the Lord God asked. "Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat?" The man replied, "It was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit, and I ate it." Then the Lord God asked the woman, "What have you done?" "The serpent deceived me," she replied. "That's why I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all animals, domestic and wild." Then he said to the woman, "I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy, and in pain you will give birth. And you will desire to control your husband, but he will rule over you." And to the man he said, "Since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat of its grains. By the sweat of your brow you will have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you were made. For you were made from dust, and to dust you will return." In Romans 5, when Adam sinned, this sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. Yes, people sinned even before the law was given, but it was not counted as sin because there was not yet any law to break. Still, everyone died from the time of Adam to the time of Moses. Even those who did not disobey an explicit command of God as Adam did. Now, Adam is a symbol, a representation of Christ who was yet to come. But there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of that one man's sin. For Adam's sin led to condemnation. But God's free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we're guilty of many sins. For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace, and his gift of righteousness for all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. Yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone. But Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone. Because one person disobeyed God, many became sinners. But because one other person obeyed God, many will be made righteous. In Romans 6, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In John 3, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. In Romans 5, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And in 1 John 5, and this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. I've written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you might know you have eternal life. Romans 10, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it's by believing in your heart that you're made right with God, and it's by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. From Acts chapter 4, Jesus is the one referred to in the scriptures where it says, the stone that you, the builders, rejected has now become the cornerstone. There's salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Ephesians 2, God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It's only by God's grace that you have been saved. God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Folks, salvation is the result of the good news of the gospel found in 1 Corinthians 15. Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you, unless, of course, you believe something that was never true in the first place. I passed on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the Scripture said. He was buried, and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the Scripture said. If you haven't done so already, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved and experience this salvation. Today is the day of salvation.
Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that come.
Our call to worship topic this hour has been salvation. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program has been helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again, Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website at calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on that website. You can also listen to programs there and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now from Hebrews 13, "Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen."
Yeah.